Hey everyone, Corey Sparkas here, the host of the Physique Business Podcast. And today I'm going to talk to you about why your video skills is the only thing holding you back and your business back from having success. It's going to be a little bit about sales training. We'll go over a recap of how traditional sales have been done. I come from a supplement sales background with over 10 years of experience in face-to-face selling as a relationship manager. So pre-pandemic, you know, sales were done face-to-face. You did a ton of meetings. You met at clients' offices, at their retail stores, you know, or you met your potential customers in person. The pandemic hit, everything that we knew overnight changed. You were unable to meet, obviously, face-to-face with people due to regional restrictions, and we were forced to go virtual. Were you able to adapt during that time? How comfortable were you with adapting at a time? Or are you still stuck in your ways and you still don't like the video aspect of virtual selling and virtual communication? Well, let me tell you, video and virtual connectivity is the next best thing to meeting with a potential customer in person. And if you're not doing it right, if you're not doing it correctly, you're holding yourself back from the potential revenue that you could generate, regardless of where you're making money within the fitness industry. If you can up your game and master the video aspect of it, you are going to increase revenue. I can promise you that 110%. So video is the next best thing. Video is better than calling because there's so many factors that we take into play. Our brain processes 50% of its computing power out to our vision, the things that we see, the nonverbal cues that we pick up, the interactions, everything that we get, we pick up from our eyes of whether we trust somebody or if we don't trust them. So video is incredible. It's way better than a phone call. If you're still phone calling people today, you should be trying to get on video as much as you can. There's a ton of great platforms out there, you know, such as Zoom, or as well as, you know, Google also has a Google Hangout that you can use for free. We have WhatsApp video call. We have, you know, Facebook has a video call option. These are all important things that you need to become comfortable with and be able to use. You need to master these platforms. I suggest that you sign up for one of these platforms and you get it to a level that you can become an expert at it so that you understand fully how to use the platform and you can help other people troubleshoot if they're having issues with connecting with you. Because a lot of times, if you're dealing with older people or people who haven't gone through the process, they may need some help if their audio or if their video isn't working, and you will have to be that expert to adapt to be able to make it work. And so knowing the platform through and through is incredibly important. You know, a lot of these are free. I mean, even Zoom has a free video option that you can utilize also. So take advantage of that. This is a great technology that regardless if you're a personal trainer, you should be meeting with your clients face-to-face if they're far away from you. It helps build that rapport, build that relationship. It helps build trust overall. So we're going to go through, you know, some of the things that could make or break your video sales pitch, make or break your communication networks that are going on with you know, potential customers and clients, regardless of where you are. Like I said, in the business of the fitness industry, whether you're a personal trainer, whether you're a gym owner, whether you're a supplement store owner, or you're a sales rep for a supplement company and you're trying to sell, you know, supplements into a retail store, the more that you can get people on video, the more time effective you are as well. You don't have to be traveling from place to place and spending time in a car. You don't get paid to travel in a car. You get paid to close sales. And if you can utilize video to do that nowadays, it's a much more efficient and effective way of doing so. So we're going to go over video and how you can improve it. Things like do's and things like do's and don'ts we'll go through. And first off, we're going to start with the audio aspect. It's one of the most important things. You know, without video, a meeting is simply a phone call. So we want to make sure, obviously, that we are engaging and we have a good, clear audio so people aren't saying, what is that? Can you repeat that for me? Things like that disrupt the flow and your ability to actually effectively get your message across. So a microphone is incredibly important. Whether you're, you know, if you're on your computer, You don't want to be using the stock microphone that comes with your laptop or a traditional desktop computer. You do want to purchase an external microphone, whether it be a USB microphone that you can plug in. This will set you up for a better audio quality overall. They don't have to be expensive. They've come tremendously cheap. You can get them on Amazon now for $30, $40, $50 for a really good microphone. If you want any suggestions on a USB microphone, just send me a direct message. I'll give you some of the ones that I see that are working really well for people in my space. So do you that, send me an email, info@influentialsports.com, or just send me a DM at The Physique Biz as well. I can give you some recommendations on microphones that I think are worth the value. So getting that microphone is going to be important. Make sure that you position it correctly, position it in front of your mouth. There are different, microphones that come with different attachments. You want to learn what those attachments are and the foam that comes on them and what they are doing. They're helping you, clean out your voice, take away some of the ambiance noise, and have it so that you are, obviously placed in front of your mouth so that you can get a clean, crisp sound. As I said, I'm sure I'm messing up the way that I'm talking to the microphone right now, but the closer you are, you want to keep your lips within 2 to 3 inches of the microphone so that it sounds like you're right there with the person when they're listening to the podcast. You don't want to use batteries as much as you can for microphones. You want to make sure that they're hardwired in, and you want to make sure that if there is a mute button, an on and off button, that you know where it is, you know how to work it. So if you have to cough, you can press it. Or if you have background noise, you can also press it when the other person's talking. So having an on off switch on your microphone definitely helps as well. So second of that, we have the camera. It's also a crucial part of doing video. Once again, if you are connected to a desktop or a laptop computer, I strongly suggest that you do not use the stock camera that's within your laptop. Make sure you purchase an external USB camera. They make them in 4K, around $100, easily accessible, at any of your big box retailers and/or on Amazon. But the image quality there is much greater than any built-in camera that you will find within a laptop. So purchasing that camera will give you a leg up in the actual quality of the picture that is being put out. So with that being said, we want to talk about the camera placement, because there's a bunch of things that can ruin the image if you don't set up the camera properly. And so we're going to go through a couple of things that I'm sure you've seen on video calls. What's it called? I guess you would say it's like the skydiver look, where people are looking down into the laptop and the camera's coming from below you coming up, and it makes your chin look fatter than it is. Or if you have a double chin and people are looking down, you don't want that. It doesn't portray yourself in the best light possible. It also is a culprit if you have resting bitch face that people have, or resting dick face if you're a guy. And you don't want that. It's something that is not good when the camera angle, you want to position the camera at eye level so that you can connect and you're looking into the person that you're talking to make that eye contact, that connection happen. The second thing that you don't want to do is you don't want to have the camera too high. If you have it too high, it looks like you're looking down and people can't connect with you. They can't see the finite, facial, emotions and little nuances that they can pick up if you're not properly positioning the camera in a way that is most natural and comfortable as well. So those are a couple things that we see. You also don't want to be too far back or too close. And I think the best way for your camera is to watch your local news anchor, whether it's Global News, CBC, CNN, see what the camera angle is set up for those news anchors. And that's what you should be doing for your video calls. You'll see eye level. They're talking directly into the camera. You see their upper part of their body. You can see their hands. Your hand gestures and your expressions are incredibly important. So you want to be able to see your hands. You don't want to have the bobblehead effect where all that you see is someone's head bobbing within the screen. So framing it out a little bit further that allows you to have your hands in the actual video stream will build more trust and more confidence in the person you are speaking with, because you're able to connect and they can pick up more of those verbal cues from you. So those are some of the important aspects. And then as we move in, we need to talk about lighting. One of the most crucial parts that you want to make sure that you're doing is lighting yourself well, so that it's not too hot, not too cold, and you have the lighting coming in the right direction for you. If you don't have a light, what I suggest is you position yourself facing the light source. What you don't want to have is like the witness protection, where the light source is coming from behind you, whether it's from a window or a door or anything like that, because it's going to darken the front of you. It's going to darken your face, which is not going to look good. You want the light source coming. And so if you don't have a light, you want to turn yourself and face that light source so that you can get adequate light on the front of your face so people can see you in the best light possible. Taking that up a level, I strongly suggest ring lights are incredible these days. They have temperature, you can go warm, cold, and you can change the brightness on them. They're incredibly cheap, $50, $60. I mean, I'm talking $200 total. You can get yourself a camera, a microphone, and a light on Amazon, delivered to you via Amazon Prime in a day or two. So these are three important things. If you are going to take yourself seriously as a sales professional, you want to be able to invest in success. These are the three things that you need to do and able to have success. And so setting up that lighting, like I said, which is incredibly important, allows you to be successful. And I mean, if you're a sales professional, you should be investing in yourself. These are the tools. These are the tools in your toolbox that will allow you to be successful. Whether your company, if you're working for somebody, won't buy it or not, you need to invest in yourself to be more successful, to have the proper setup, to be able to come across the best that you absolutely can on video. So those three things, incredibly important. The other thing that you want to take into account as well is your actual background and what is behind you. Obviously, you don't want to have anything that is distracting or anything that is controversial, whether it be art pieces, whether it be something, personal products or anything in the back that is controversial, and then it'll take away the attention from the person, from yourself, from your audience. So you really want to make sure that you have a nice clean background. You can show off your personal items. I think it's incredibly important to build yourself and brand yourself with relative things that you think are unique and interesting, because I think it gives you a much more well-rounded personality. If you're into sports cards, show off sports cards. If you're into football, show off your fandom for the Cincinnati Bengals. Or if you're a hockey fan, show a hockey puck of your favorite hockey player, whatever it is. You want to show glimpses. These are going to be conversation starters. These are going to be icebreakers. People are going to see those things. And if they can relate to them, obviously with you, or there's actually a master trick. If you know if you're going to speak with somebody, go onto their social media, go onto their Instagram and see if they're a football fan, or if they are a Seattle Seahawks fan, for example. You know what? Then put a piece of Seattle Seahawks memorabilia in your background. And instantly, as soon as you go on, they're going to smile. They're going to make a comment to you. You're going to be able to relate, and you're going to be able to win and sell more, and hit at a higher rate by having some of those intangible cues that go along with it. They're going to like you right from the get-go if you are able to relate to them on topics outside of simply your sales pitch. You can use the virtual backgrounds. If you're on something like Zoom, will allow you to blur out your background. I'd suggest obviously doing that if you have a cluttered background or something that isn't appealing. You do have to watch when you do that though, because your movements do become a little more blurred. And so if you're someone who talks with their hands, you're going to have to obviously watch that a little bit more, because your hand movements will look a little funky in terms of doing that. But you do want to get a background that represents your company well. So that is an opportunity or option that you can do, placing your logo in the background, which keeps it crisp and clean. Another thing that you can do is easily get a pop-up green screen. That's the best thing that you can do, is get a green screen. Then you can place your logo in front of it. And you can change it relatively easy, and it takes away a lot of the mundane aspects of some of the blur background aspects that come along with some of the software that come with these different platforms. So keeping that stuff in mind is incredibly important as well. You want to make sure that those things are your core basis. And I mean, I guess I could talk about it as well. It's not as important anymore, but you're definitely your internet connection. You want to make sure you have a strong internet connection. What's most important is actually your upload speed. It's not your download speed. So being able to purchase you know, the package that has the highest upload speed will get away from the glitches and anything that comes along with the connectivity aspect of it. So it's worth investing in that if you are sitting behind your computer and using, you know, virtual selling in any type of your business. So hopefully you found that informative. If you need any more information, just send me a DM or send me an email, info@influentialsports.com. I'm Corey Swergos, the host of the Physique Business Podcast. I greatly appreciate all of you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you found it valuable in any way, please do me a favor and share it with somebody that you think would get value with it as well. You know, and reach out to me anytime. I would love to hear your feedback. Do you like the topics of conversations? Do you want me to talk about something else? I'm here to help you make money in the fitness industry, to give you the truths and the lies of the industry and be able to give it to you so that you can either turn this into a side hustle or turn your side hustle into your main income source. All the best. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. Have an incredible week.